Good morning. This is Pastor Howard from First Baptist Church of Homestead with Daily Inspiration, a word of encouragement from the Word of God. Many people mistakenly believe that faithfulness to God exempts them from trouble, and nothing could be further from the truth. A prime example of this is the prophet Elijah. He was the man God raised up during the reign of the evil king Ahab in Judah in order to confront the king and the people about their evil ways. Elijah announced that there would be no rain or dew in the land until he said the word, and there wasn't. Obviously, this was a terrible drought which God permitted in order to bring his people back to himself. But what about Elijah? God told him in 1 Kings 17, verse 2, "Get away from here and turn eastward, and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." God promised to provide for the prophet during the drought by giving him water from the brook and by sending ravens with food. And that's exactly what happened. We don't know how long this lasted, but for a considerable time, Elijah remained there and God met his needs. But sometime later, verse 7 says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up." For Elijah, that brook was his lifeline. When it dried up, it was a matter of life and death. The fact that he had been faithful to God did not keep it from drying up. I wonder how Elijah felt. I wonder if he questioned whether God had forgotten him. He didn't have to wonder long. The Bible says in verse 8, "Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, 'Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.'" Notice God did not tell Elijah about his provision in Zarephath before the brook dried up, but after. He allowed Elijah to experience the crisis, and then he solved it. God often works this way in our lives. He does this so that we will learn to trust him. God wanted Elijah to know that when one door closes, another will open. God did that for Elijah, and he will do it for us. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Have a great week.